Morning, Angela. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Sean.
Welcome back. We haven't seen you for a while.
I know. I've been away on holidays with my hubby and some friends.
Well, let's find out where you've been. Firstly, Hawaii. What was that like?
Hawaii was absolutely fantastic. I must say, I hadn't been there for about 25 years.
Really?
So, I mean, with my travelling, I love to just go and have new experiences constantly. But sometimes when you've had a big gap like that, it's actually well worth going back and revisiting stuff because places change, experiences change. And, you know, the experience I had 25 years ago as a younger person versus, you know, now is different. And it was absolutely fantastic. Really loved it again.
What were the highlights of Hawaii?
Well, we actually went over to Kona, which is the Big Island. It's actually called the Big Island of Hawaii, and it's actually the one with all the active volcanoes on there. So we hired a car and went up to the Volcanoes National Park. You can walk down the lava tubes. You can actually stand on the rim and actually see all of the lava and all the clouds and everything all coming out of this big volcano. There is a great walk that you can do. It is about a 30-kilometre walk to actually see where the lava flow physically is still going into the ocean on a daily basis. And actually, interestingly enough, if you do one of the Hawaiian Islands cruises with Norwegian Cruise Line, because that goes Saturday to Saturday from Waikiki around all the islands for a week, you actually can moor off there and physically see it without having to do the 30K walk. So that would have been lovely. But it was just a really pretty island, really interesting to actually go there and just see something new and stay somewhere new too.
You also went to Vegas. A lot of people think Las Vegas is all about gambling, but there's obviously more to do there than just gambling.
There really is, Sean, and I think that's the beauty of it. It's a fun place. And I've been there several times before, but I've never actually had a full-on week there. And it was great, and we still felt like we ran out of time at the end of the day. You know, you've got the beautiful Hoover Dam, which is really interesting to go and see. And actually, we found a really great sort of older hotel slash casino near the Hoover Dam, which we just sort of stopped in for a bit of a break on the drive back to Vegas. And it had a lot of photographic history and everything there. You can actually go down into the facility, but it is a federal facility. But even just the architecture of the bridge and everything that they've built to you know, the freeway over the Hoover Dam is just a marvel to see anyway. But look, you've got the Mob Museum. You've got Old Fremont Street, which is where Vegas first started out back in the mobster days. And they've actually there's four hotels on the corners, and they've actually enclosed a roof over it, and they've got electric light shows. They've always got bands playing. We actually, in actual fact, found that a little bit cheaper for sort of drinking and dining rather than in downtown in the Strip. Not that, you know, it's cheap down there anyway, but it was just cheaper again. We went to the Carroll Shelby Museum, and he's the guy who decks out all of the Mustangs.
Oh, yeah.
So that was great. We went to, you know, one of the Dig This, where you can actually get on excavator machines and have a play and actually learn to use them, but also have a really good time. And they'll take kids from 8 right through to adults. We went to see Billy Idol.
The best snarl in rock music.
Was he? Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic. We went to the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay.
And what's that venue like? Because I've heard about it. It's owned by Dan Aykroyd, I think, is one of the owners of House
Correct.
Of Blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a big venue?
Look, it's not too big, but it's got a really great atmosphere and vibe, and exactly what you would expect House of Blues to feel like, I suppose.
Yep.
So that was great to go and see him. We went and saw... Oh, having a mental blank. Chris Angel, the
illusionist. Yes.
Yeah. So we went and saw him at the Luxor, and that was fantastic. We wanted to see Cher. She was playing, but we couldn't get tickets and fit.
She'll still
in at
be going in
time.
10 years, don't worry.
Oh, look, she will be.
You can catch her on the comeback tour. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. But I think, look, that's the beauty of Vegas, is there's just so much on. And often, you know, you're going out at night, you're getting home in the early hours of the morning, no matter what age you are. And as you say, it's not all about gambling. I mean, look, there's plenty of that on offer. But even just to walk in and out of all the different themed hotels, you know, go up to the Venetian and have a look at the architecture and just the way they do things. It's just fantastic. It's an exciting, exciting place to be.
It's giving you the taste to go back sometime soon?
Oh, look, anytime, anytime. My husband loves the Bass Pro Fishing Shop there. It's one of the biggest in America. So that's always good fun for the blokes, where you can go and get your fishing gear and everything. That's like a Disneyland for them. So it's just a great place to be. You know, the shopping's good, the food's great. There's, you know, plenty of different things on offer to keep yourself occupied.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise open this morning from 10 Corner Mitchell and Hargrave Streets. Thanks, Angela. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you.